Hey little buddies, Cousin Adam here, recording to you, coming from the little house in the pasture. Today I'm going to be reading again for Uncle Rick. Hope you enjoy the stories. The first one we're reading is called Decatur and the Pirates. Nearly 100 years have passed since the ship Philadelphia was burned, but the brave sailors who did it will never be forgotten. The people of Tripoli in Africa were pirates. They took the ships of other nations at sea. They made slaves of their prisoners. The friends of these slaves sometimes sent money to buy their freedom. Some countries paid money to these pirates to let their ships go safe. Our country had trouble with the pirates. This trouble brought on war. Our ships were sent to fight against Tripoli. One of the ships fighting against the pirates was called the Philadelphia. One day she was chasing a ship of Tripoli. The Philadelphia ran on the rocks. The sailors could not get her off. The pirates came and fought her as she lay on the rocks. They took her men prisoners. Then they went to work to get her off. After a long time, they got her into the deep water. They took her to Tripoli. Our ships could not go there after her because there were so many great cannons on the shore near the ship. The pirates got the Philadelphia ready to go to sea. They loaded her cannons. They meant to slip out past our ships of war. Then they would take out a great many smaller American ships. But the Americans laid a plan to burn the Philadelphia. It was a very dangerous thing to try to do. The pirates had ships of war near the Philadelphia. They had great guns on the shore. There was no way to do it in the daytime. It could only be done by stealing into the Bay of Tripoli at night. The Americans had taken a little vessel from the pirates. She was one of the kind that is called a ketch. She had sails. She also had long oars. When there was no wind to sail with, the sailors could row her with the oars. This little ketch was sent one night to burn the Philadelphia. The captain of the boat was Stephen Decatur. He was a very young man and very brave. Decatur made his men lie down so that the pirates would not know how many men he had on his ketch. Only about 10 men were in sight. The rest were lying hidden on the boat. They came near to the Philadelphia. It was about 10 o'clock at night. The pirates called to them. The pilot of the ketch told them that he was from Malta. He told them that he had come to sell things to the people of Tripoli. He said that the ketch had lost their anchor. He asked them to let him tie her to the big ship till morning. The pirates sent out a rope to them, but when the ketch came nearer, the pirates saw that they had been fooled. They cried out, "Americans! Americans!" Then the Americans, lying down, took hold of the rope and pulled with all their might and drew the ketch close to the ship. They were so close that the ship's cannons were over their heads. The pirates could not fire at them. The men who had been lying still now rose up. There were 80 of them. In a minute, they were scrambling up the sides of the big ship. Some went in one way, some another. They did not shoot. They fought with swords and pikes or short spears. Soon they drove the pirates to one side of the ship. Then they could hear the pirates jumping over into the water. In a few minutes, the pirates had all gone. But the Americans could not stay long. They must burn the ship before the pirates on the shore should find out what they were doing. They had brought a load of kindling on the ketch. They built fires in all parts of the ship. The fire ran so fast that some of the men had trouble to get off the ship. When the Americans got back on the ketch, they could not untie the rope that held the ketch to the ship. The big ship was bursting into flames. The ketch would soon take fire. They took swords and hacked the big rope in two. Then they pushed hard to get away from the fire. The ketch began to move. The sailors took the large oars and rowed. They were soon safe from the fire. All this they had done without any noise. But now that they had got away, they looked back. Their fire was shooting up toward the sky. The men stopped rowing, and they gave 3 cheers. They were so glad that they could not help it. By this time, the pirates on shore had waked up. They began to fire great cannonballs at the little ketch. One of the balls went through her sails. Ah, how the sailors rowed! The whole sky was now lighted up by the fire. The pirates' cannons were thundering. The cannonballs were splashing the water all around the ketch. But the Americans got away. At last, they were safe in their own ships.